Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Jeff made a very common mistake that I think many of us around here have made on our outgoing voicemail messages, because we have a complicated system here. You think it's like, it should be so easy. You hit 5, you leave your outgoing message, you hit 3 or you hit star, and it's over, right?
Right.
And obviously, when all of us go on vacation, we try to leave a message that says, hey, we're not going to be around until September, blah, 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 blah.
And it's never right the first time.
It's never right the first time.
You got to do it over and over again.
It's never right like the first 15 right. times.
Which is why Bert's just given up. And if you call Bert now, it says, hey, listen, I'm just heading out on vacation, but I will be back on June 7th, 2002.
I hate cutting those things, man. Yeah. I really, really do, for this reason.
I was leaving my message, my outgoing message, before I went on vacation, and I was saying, hey, I'm going to be gone until September 12th. And it sounds simple enough, right? But there could be urgent show stuff going on, because obviously Jen and Melissa were here for the first part of the vacation, and Bert was back. So there could be, you know, important show stuff happening, and maybe an interview possibility, or somebody who was like one of my contacts would have to get a hold of somebody else. So what I wanted to do was leave Tracy's information, too, so they could contact Tracy. It seems simple enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so ideally, you would call my voicemail and it would say, hey, this is, it's going to be a miracle if I can do it, but hey, actually, it's going to happen now because there's no pressure.
Right.
Hey, it's Jeff. Hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at Q100. I can't take your call right now because I'm on vacation, but now, and I'll be out of the office until September 12th. But if you have an urgent show matter, please call Tracy Peluso at 404-497-4837 or email her, tracy@allthehitsq100.com. Otherwise, I'll respond to your phone message or your email when I return on the 12th. Thank you. Have a good day.
Beep.
And done.
And Tracy just passed out because you gave her number out.
So that's like that's like the direct, that's it, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's it. Done.
Easy.
Cut. One cut.
And but if I made a mistake, let's say I said, hey, this is Jeff. I'll be out until September 15th. Oh, no, I'm out to the 12th. Okay, start over.
Mm-hmm.
So you push the button that starts over.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've had to start over a few times, you think you have the sequence of buttons memorized that you
right.
have to push to do the start over.
Uh-huh.
But if you screw them up and somebody calls you, this is the outgoing message they hear.
Now, this was on your outgoing voicemail message for how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. When people called Jeff's voicemail, they got this.
Hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show and all the hits Q100. I'm out of the office till Monday, September 12th. And if you have an urgent show matter, you should contact Tracy Peluso, the producer, at 404-571, but probably not at that number because that's her cell phone number and she probably wouldn't appreciate me giving that up. Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at all the hits Q100, and I am on vacation until Monday, September 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, email Tracy Peluso at TRACEY@allthehitsq100.com or call her at 404-1 me. Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at all the hits Q100, and I am not available to take your call because I'm on vacation until Monday the 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, you can reach Tracy Peluso at TRACEY@allthehitsq100.com. Hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at allthehitsq100.com. No. Hi, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100, and I am not available to take your call because I'm on vacation till Monday, September 12th. If you would like to contact producer...
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show, and I am on vacation till Monday, September 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, contact producer Tracy at TRACEY@allthehitsq100.com or call her at 404-497. Otherwise, leave me an email, and I'll respond to you when I return to the office next Monday, September 12th. Thank you for calling. Bye.
So all of them, all 5 messages were the outgoing message for the last 2 weeks.
Except the F word and the S word were in there, too.
And so the beeps that you heard were Jeff cursing on his
voice
notice.
Oh, my God.
It shouldn't be that complicated. Like, you go into our voicemail system and that voice tree... The first person greeting, the second person greeting.
But the problem is, how many voicemails?
The greeting. If you're on the other line, greeting.
And how many voicemails do you have, number one? Like, you got to know how to get into your cell phone, how to get into your home phone, how to get into your work. On top of that, like, for whatever reason, there's a lot of pressure in the outgoing message.
You know what I mean?
Like, there is a lot of pressure in the outgoing, you know, the greeting, the what you hear when you call. So, like, normally I'll record it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so,
if I get through the whole thing and I get the details right, I won't listen again because I'll think,
You'll hear something wrong.
It sounds stupid. I got to do it again.
Right.
Like 7 or 8 cuts. Mine, yours is basically a blooper reel.
Right.
People got a blooper voicemail message when they listen to you.
My voicemail message here at the station, and I don't know when I missed a call, my voicemail to remind me of something. And I still have a cold from 6 months ago. Like, I still am congested on my voicemail message because I didn't want to recut it. Because I'm the same way.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow at one point in the past, years ago, my grandmother was alive. You would call her answering machine, and you would hear a message that my aunt had left for her. And I have no idea how they screwed it up, what the conversation is, but you would call, ring, ring, and then you would click. We're going to church at 3:30. If you want to walk over with us, we're going with Margaret and Harold. So call me downstairs if you want to go at 3:30. We'll pick you up at 3:15. Then we'll go to the cemetery and get flowers.
Yeah, my mom's is always the same way. It's the same every time she tries to cut. It's like, hi, you've called Myra Weiss. Go ahead, leave a message at the beep. I'm not available right now. Thank you. And then you hear.
The Burt Show.